Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're doing just that. It is a new year, and we have a new attitude about vacations and planning and where to go. Now, if you're just joining us, I'm sitting in today with Nicole Roberts, who works on the show, helping us produce it and get themes and creative ideas and coming up with some really unique guests to be on the show. So welcome, Nicole.
Thank you. Glad to be here as always.
Well, glad to have you here. And my usual road buddy who's always sitting in with me, Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on the Georgia coast, those beautiful cottages.
A great place to be, Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And again, we have great times and great vacations to offer you.
That sounds great. It sounds like a place to be, too, with all this cold weather. And, of course, we have Olivia Varnson, who is our intern with the show, who's sitting in with us today, too. She started school, but she's in the studio today, breaking away a little bit. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here as well. Now, in the last segment, we were starting to talk quite a bit about planning for a vacation and really what that means, because we throw that around a lot. Let's plan, let's budget. But just what does planning mean? So we talked about a couple of things, but I wanted us to cover a couple of more things that we didn't get a chance to talk about. And one of those things, Doc Bill, is really kind of staying healthy and making sure that if we do have some condition or something that we are traveling with, that we keep ourselves healthy.
Yeah, that's an important thing. The key thing with that is if you have any allergies, you know, be alert of those. Make sure you have an EpiPen with you. Look at the sanitary conditions of the place you're going to go to. Put yourself in appropriate situations in those places. Contact your physicians. Have your doctor's office with you. And also check with your insurance, because insurances are changing so much these days with a lot of the political changes occurring in it. Make sure that your insurance will cover you to where you're going to go. And if not, check with your current insurance company to see what additional coverage you would need if you're in some remote places.
That's a great idea, because one of the things you don't want is to get sick on a vacation. So you do also want to take, you know, those kind of meds and things like that, like you mentioned, and just, you know, be prepared just in case. And that goes back to one of the other things that we talked about, too, is having that, you know, extra cash ability to handle situations that may come up in an emergency situation. You certainly don't want those to be health related.
Yes, it's very important, too, just to, because I know a lot of times there's a tendency to seek out the info but not really take all the proper things with you when you go. I was guilty of doing that on a trip that I went on. And it's just so important to just know the things that are happening in the area you're traveling to. If it's a domestic area, somewhere in your same country, it's usually pretty simple. But if you are going abroad or something like that, it's definitely important to get all of your vaccines taken care of and make sure you're traveling with any medications recommended by your doctors. There are lots of great companies that do focus on travel health and things like that.
Absolutely. You can certainly research those online. But, you know, you just mentioned something, Nicole, that made me think also, too, that when you're traveling, especially internationally, also make sure that you check with some of the government sites online, the Department of Security, for instance, just to see what is going on in some of the countries where you're traveling to. Because if there's any political unrest or anything like that going on, you definitely want to be aware of that and make sure that you also have the telephone numbers and certainly, if nothing else, the U.S. Embassy in those countries where you're traveling to. So just keep those things in mind.
Having a copy of your passport or taking your passport and maybe emailing it to yourself, like leaves a copy in cyberspace. So you can also draw that, use that information if sometime you need to contact, you know.
If you lose your passport, for sure. Right. That speeds it up tremendously if you already have a copy of it. So, but we're not going to do any of those things, those emergency things, but we just want to know about them to be prepared. But now, a couple of other things we didn't mention, because we talked a little bit about hotels and things like that, but when you're going to a resort, it's good also to keep in mind that there may be some resort fees. If you're wanting to do water sports or some of the activities there, those things will be an extra additional charge as well. So keeping that in mind, if you like to cruise, there can be cruise ports fees. There can also be some additional fees that are required on board the ship. So just keep those things in mind as well. But now there are quite a few apps out there that can help us keep all of these things a bit under control. Have any of you run across any apps that were kind of interesting to you? You, Nicole?
Yes, I have, actually. I've used Kayak a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a great source because they basically use different websites and things that they go out to pull in all their information. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to have fast access to different travel deals, especially mm-hmm. on flights. It's been super helpful. And, of course, hotels.com is great. And there are a bunch that I don't know about, too, that I've been hearing about. Things like Travel Safe Pro, Hostel mm-hmm. World, World Mate, those are all very interesting. Do you know about those?
Well, yeah, I know a little bit about Travel Safe Pro. It's a database of emergency service numbers for just about every country where you care to visit and maybe even somewhere you're not interested in going to that can provide really information in some of those telephone numbers that in case something goes wrong or in case you need to contact someone, that is available. And just double check, because if you have an iPhone, just double check to make sure that it is available for iPhone. I think Android, it definitely is available for that. And Hostel World, that is, of course, for hotel deals, because a lot of times we'll, you know, think, well, you know, is there an inexpensive hotel where I can stay? But this particular app does give you a lot of information of over 20,000 different listings for budget hotels. And it can run anything from budget hotels that have really good deals all the way to some of the youth hostels as well. So you do want to take a look at that. And that is available both for iPhones as well as Androids. And then RoamMate is a really good one, because what it does is you can key in your information as you are going about, you know, making all of your confirmations, and it'll actually put together an itemized kind of itinerary for you, which is really great, because that's really good to share with people that are not traveling with you so that they know where you are at all times. Any other ones, Doc Bill?
Well, there's New York Subway app, which, you know, has maps of the different routes and stuff, and that's kind of helpful for people who come to a large city like New York City and you feel inundated. There's also a series of webcams set up throughout the city.
Yeah.
And you can see pictures and information and things about it that way and get an idea of what's happening in real time. And
that's very helpful.
Yeah, very.
I just got back from New York. Very, very helpful.
And that's really the best way, too, to see New York is to hop on that subway. But now, you know, there are some holidays that are coming up soon. Like, for instance, the you know, Martin Luther King's birthday, which is celebrated. His birthday is actually on the 15th, but it's celebrated on the 20th. And there are probably some great places to go for that. I know, Olivia, you had mentioned an interest in that holiday and doing some travel around that.
Yeah, one of my New Year's resolutions every year is just to celebrate more.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up, we have a chance to celebrate one of the greatest, most impactful individuals in history. And right in Atlanta, you can visit the King Center, which is a collection of monuments, homes, churches that were a part of his life.
Mm.
And it's a great way to just start celebrating holidays that we don't usually associate with trips or with big memories,
mm-hmm.
and start there.
I like that idea. And then it's, you know, it's right down the street from us. I mean, it's just a, you know, hop, a skip, and a jump right down the street. And we can do all these other things in the Atlanta area as well. But, you know, I like how we are starting to kind of look now with your suggestion there at some of the holidays that we don't normally think about for travel. And there are so many of them out there. And, Nicole, I know you found a couple of really good websites, and you, Olivia, as well, that you shared with me, that have a listing of all of the holidays for 2014. And we will post that on the website so that everyone can see that. And you can go and just really check out some of these holidays, and you'll think, well, that's an unusual holiday. How could someone travel around that? But, you know, a city might have something historic there that you can see while you're there. Or, you know, maybe there's, you know, some unusual site that you might be able to take in when you're going there. So we can't, you know, overlook these holidays that are not sort of the main ones, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, the 4th of July, and those ones.
St. Patrick's Day. I mean, that's a big holiday in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And a week later, if you haven't had enough beer, you can go down to Shulman's Bluff, which is 45 minutes away. And,
well,
and have
have a repeat?
Have a repeat at this Shulman's Bluff St. Valentine's. St. Patrick's Day.
Well, hold on to that thought, Doc Bill, because when we come back, I want to hear about that, because I've heard about this in Shulman's Bluff. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.